First of all, I wanted to say congratulations on the Emmys.
Thank you.
Including one for Best Talk Show.
I know. I was personally very surprised because I didn't know the nominations were coming down. You know, I just kind of go about my day, you know, have a great day at work. And then my phone went off very early in the morning as I was leaving for work. And it was our executive producer, John Redman. He was like, we got nominated for it. I was like, what? He's like, we got nominated for Best Talk Show. I screamed. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm on my way to work right now. I'll see you in, you know, 20 minutes. So it was really nice because no one was expecting it. Well, a few people were aware that Cheryl Underwood was aware that the nomination was coming down, but the rest of the four hosts, we were not. Sarah Gilbert created the show and she didn't even know it was coming down. So it was such a nice, pleasant surprise. You know, it wasn't like we knew they're coming down. We were like, we hope. And I'm glad I didn't know, you know, because who knows? I'm just superstitious.
You don't need the nerves.
No.
I think your time has sort of come as a talk show. You guys have rejiggered. You've kind of gotten used to each other as a group. What makes you guys work as a team?
It's the chemistry. You know, you've been hearing this word in broadcasting for years and you never know. It's kind of like when you're dating someone. Someone might look great on paper and then you go out on the first date with that guy and you have no chemistry, right? So it was, you know, before Aisha came along, she was one of many different women who had sat in that fifth chair. And then she guest co-hosted, I think, for 2 days. And it was like game over. It was like we just were on all five cylinders. Our executive producer calls us the Fab Five, you know, and it was like, wow, what a compliment. You know, it just feels right. It was like, OK, I want to continue dating you. You know, we have chemistry. Let's continue dating. We all wanted to continue dating Aisha.
What sets you apart from other talkers like The View?
Well, we don't discuss politics, and that's huge. Personally, I feel as if you can never win when you discuss politics. My very best friend from high school, she and I are still best friends today because we don't see eye to eye on politics and we never discuss it. The few times it has come up, it's gotten heated. So we just have to both step back. So we don't do that. And I guess that's the main difference. And, you know, we're different personalities. We're different women. You know, watching The View through the years, that show has evolved as different women have come and gone in the co-host seat. So our show, you know, has evolved as we are finding our way and relating to each other. So I think that makes us different from them.
How about the energy here in New York? Is it different than in LA?
Very. It is so fun. Well, first of all, walking through the streets of New York, it's so crowded, right? So you're going to have people who are like, hey, love the talk. Hey, this and that. In LA, you know, there aren't a lot of pedestrians. You know, you're in your car, so you can't really get that interaction. And I love being in New York because you get the feedback right away from the people in the live audience. I guess our LA crowd does it too, but so far we've been in New York and we've done, you know, a couple of shows by now. And it's so funny because they're louder in New York. If they don't disagree with you, they'll be like, ooh, and I'm like, ah, you know, but I love the brutal honesty
and the instant feedback. Right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Let me ask you about your son. Is Charlie three now? I was trying
no,
to count.
He's four. 2 and 8 months.
2 and 8 months. Now, what happens to him when you travel? Do you bring him with you? Do you leave him back home?
Where I go, he goes, and that has always been the case. You know, I have had that rule since day one because I was breastfeeding, so it was easy to then, after I weaned him, to continue with that. It got easier to travel with him. You know, now he's a little person with opinions. You can ask him things and he'll respond. So it's, although, you know, he runs around and I'm like, oh my God, he's too fast. But where I go, he goes. Yeah.
How about when he hits grade school? I always wonder, even with like Brangelina, they're sort of schlepping their kids all over the world. I'm like, geez, those kids are never going to have a real, you know, classroom to get settled into.
Well, I've been told by other moms that it really doesn't matter until you hit around first grade. You know, so he's entering preschool in the fall, and the school that he's entering, there's like a toddler program, and then two other programs before you hit kindergarten. So I figure I have 4 years to figure this out before he's in first grade. And then I'm going to have to not travel as much. Actually, I don't travel that much anymore because of the talk, because the talk is, you know, 43 weeks out of the year out of Los Angeles. I don't take a lot of time off. So that's been good.
And how's it juggling your schedule as a mom? I find that incredibly challenging.
It is. I look at it as a mental game of Tetris. I sit down. I like organization. I sit down with pieces of paper and I work out Charlie's schedule. I work out my schedule and I work out the two so that I maximize my time with him. Like I will literally, this sounds so anal, I will literally write down, like, I get home from work this time, bonding time with Charlie from this time until he goes to sleep. You know, and I'll say to him, like, I find with kids, you have to tell them what's coming down the pike because it's showing him respect. It's showing your child respect. So I know I was going to be very busy in New York. So I said to him before putting him to sleep on Mother's Day, I said, all right, tomorrow's going to be a crazy day for mommy. When you wake up, mommy won't be here. I'm going to be at work. Mommy's going to come back for a very, you know, small window of time when you wake up from your afternoon nap and you're not going to see me for very long and I'm going to go out again because we had more stuff to do. And he was like, yeah. And I made him repeat it. He wasn't listening. And I said, are you going to see mommy tomorrow when you wake up? He goes, yeah. I go, no, you're not listening. Until he repeats it back to me. So he's aware and he knows what's going on. It's about respect for your child no matter what age. And I've done that since he was an infant. I would say, can mommy pick you up? Mommy's going to pick you up, okay? Because I'm going to, you know, feed you or burp you, whatever. It's a two-way street, you know, this respect.
But you sound like a wonderful mommy and a great talk show host, and you're in high demand, so we have to say goodbye. But thank you so much for joining us, Julie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you so much.